Okay, one more time. Ashkechon Samachvav, Samachvav Beis, welcome. What? Yeah, I mean, let's try like this today. We'll see, we'll give it a shot. We'll play now. I like sitting close though. Sitting close is a mile. That way you have to go sit far with the microphone and this, that. Okay. Omar, so here we have Ashkan Talmud Pesach Nedochu Shabbos Dochu Tumah Menorah. I'm starting from the base 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 the first very wide line. We learned the previous staff there are two things: is the Talmud and Pesach, and there are two dinim for Talmud and Pesach. Number one, it's Doicha Shabbos. Number two, the Shchidas HaPesach and Shchidas HaTumah is Doicha Shabbos. Number two, Doicha Tumah. If all of the Kohanim are Tumayim, then you're allowed to bring it to Tumah. How do we know these laws? The previous staff discussed in detail the Makar for Doicha Shabbos. Oila Shabbos B'Shabbatoi.
It also depends on the type of Tumah.
Tumas, right, Tumas Smes, right, that's going to be the sugi. Now, that wouldn't go into that in great detail, exactly, that's the whole daf. Tumas Smes, and not Tumas Ziv, and not Tumas Mitzur. So, the war with Chaz, Ashkon, Tome, the Pesach, the Dochu Shabbos, that we know. The Dochu Tumo, we know, and that's the topic of the next staff. How do you know that Tumas, the Dochu Tumo, we know, and how do we know that Pesach and Tomid is Doiche Tumo, Tumas Smes, if most of the Kohanim are Tmeim, the Karban Pesach, now most of the Klal Yisrael Tmeim, the Karban Pesach can be brought in a state of Tumah, and if all the Kohanim are Tmeim, the Karban Tamid can also be brought in a state of Tumah. Minolan, Amri, they answered, Ki Hechid Yalo Pesach Mitamid Linyan Shabbos, just like yesterday, the Gemara learned that Karban Pesach, Shechal Yois Yudalet, Shechal Yois B'Shabbos, is Doicha, the Shchidas HaPesach is Doicha Shabbos, so too,
66b.
So too, Ki Hechid Yalo Pesach Mitamid Linyan Shabbos, and once we know that, Once we know that the Tomid is Doiche Shabbos, so too we know that the Pesach Yudalad Shechal Yos B'Shabbos also Doiche Shabbos. Ihochi Nami Yal, if we go vice versa, we learn a Tomid be Pesach Linyan Tumah. Okay, so we're going to learn now. The more setting up the stage, we're going to know that if all of the Kohanim are Tumeim, the Tomid Shel Shachar and Ben Harbam can be offered in the state of Tumah, because Tomid is Chukash LePesach, and Pesach is Dover Poshet. That if the majority of Klal Yisrael are Tumeim, they can bring the Karban Pesach B'Tumah. How do you know that? Pesach Kufim Min Olam. Oh, how do you know that? That's the $6 million question. So before you were born, you don't know what that means exactly. Was it 600 or 6 million or 600,000?
Whatever. 64,000. Right.
You know, but that's the question. That's the question.
It wasn't invented.
This is Mamish. A pure person. Minolan Amar Biyachna Diyamakra Ish Ish Kiyeh Tamei Lenefesh. It says the word Ish twice. Kiyeh Tamei Lenefesh. And it's very clear the Tum is Tumas Nefesh, meaning mace. Ish Nitcha. So we make a drash. Ish Nitcha LePesach Sheni. Ve'in Tzim Nidachin LePesach Sheni. Dafkin Ish Yachid. A Yachid is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Lafuke Tzibur. They're not pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Ve'elo Avdei B'Tumah. Okay, so that's the Makar. This, at least in the Gemara's Havmina, this is Makar number one. The Gemara is going to soon present the second source, but for right now we have source number one. Source number one is very clear that Ish, an individual observes Pesach Sheni if he's Tumei Tumas Meis. Implication is, if the Tzibur are all Tumeim Tumas Meis, they do not wait until Pesach Sheni, but they observe Pesach Rishon immediately. Oh, once we know that Tumah is Doiche Pesach, and we know that Tumid is Chukah Shle Pesach, the male, we know that if all the Kohanim are Tmeim, the Tumah can be brought in a state of Tumah. Okay, fine. I don't like the drasha. I'm going to challenge the legitimacy of this drasha. Name, let's say, Ish, Nidch LePesach Sheni, Tzibur, Les LeTakanta. Ish, Kiyeh Tumah LeNefesh, of an individual, Yachid, is Tumah. No, he brings Pesach Sheni. But the implication should be that if the Tzibur are Tmeim, there's no hope. Nothing. There's no Pesach Rishon, and there's no Pesach Sheni. There's nothing. That's it. It's over for this year. Why not? The same logic, the same exact diuk that we've made to be memayit. A tzibur from Pesach Sheni, the same way we made the drasha that in the first approach, Ish. does not bring Pesach Rishon but Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur brings it in a state of Tuma, we can say, no, Fakir, Ish brings goes to Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur does nothing. A Tzibur is stuck in between. They can't bring a Pesach Rishon because they're Tamei. They do nothing. That particularly, the only time there's something called a Pesach Sheni are for individuals. There's no such thing as a Pesach Sheni for a Tzibur, and certainly there's no such thing as bringing a carbon in a state of Tuma. So there's no hope. That's what's going to be. That's logical. It's not logical to say that a person can bring a carbon in a state of Tuma if you're Tamei, so you don't bring the carbon. Period. Zehu. So Ella of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, you're right. The first drasha is not a good drasha because it's not strong enough. We have to come on to a new drasha. Mehachana. Here comes the daf. This is the makor for the whole daf. You shall send out of the machana every three people. Atzarua is a metzora. Number two is a zav. Number three is v'chol tomei lo nefesh. Okay, three people have to leave the machane. Now, which machane are we referring to? There are three machanos. Machane Shechina. Machane Shechina, let's say, in modern days, right? That's the Azara. The Azara is what we call machane Shechina. Then there is the Har Habayis. When you go to the Kosel HaMaravi, so the Kosel HaMaravi is the wall of the Har Habayis, and that goes all the way around. In fact, they enlarged in time of Hurdis, they enlarged greatly. It used to be 500 Amis by 500 Amis. It's now to the left. It's much, much larger. It's almost 1,000 Amis by 500 Amis. The 500 Amis is still pretty much the same. Not exactly the original, that's what they say, but to the left it's almost double. But that is the Har, the Kedush of the Har HaBayis. Okay, who has to leave the Har HaBayis? We'll get to that moment. There's a third machane of the entire Yerushalayim, the old city. The old city within the walls of the old city is Yerushalayim. That's machane Yisrael. Now let's just read the basic rules.
There was a one called Machane Leviyah, no?
Machane Leviyah is the Har HaBayis.
Yeah.
Machane Leviyah is equivalent to the Har HaBayis. In the Mishkan, so inside the Mishkan itself, that was was Machane Shechina, and inside the curtains was Machane Leviyah, and outside was Machane Yisrael. But as far as, like, let's say the Beis Hamikdash, Masechta Midos, Masechta Yoma, the Azara is Machane Shechina, the Har HaBayis Machane Leviyah, and the Yerushalayim is Machane Yisrael. Now the basic rules are, let's learn how to work, at least according to one opinion, a Tamei Meis, a person Tamei Meis, must leave only the Azara. Can you imagine someone's Tamei Meis can come to Shai Nikonor? He can come all the way up into the Ezra Snoshim. Ezra Snoshim is not the Azara. Ezra Snoshim is outside the Zadat Sol. That's really part of the same Kedusha as the Har HaBayis. He can go into the Ezra Snoshim. He can go all the way up to the Azara. A Tamei Meis only cannot enter into the Azara. Even the mace itself technically can be brought into Yerushalayim, can be brought into the Har HaBayis. There's no Issa Minat Torah. Now we come to the next Madrega, a Zav. A Zav is someone that's a Tumah Hayotze Megufa. That's what the Gemara is going to say. It's a more severe type of Tumah. It's like Shechla Zera, but it's a different type. And he had this 2 days in a row, or 3 days in a row, that's even more severe. It's a Zav, he needs to be in Korbanos, and needs a whole process of Tahara. A someone who is the confirmed Zav cannot enter into the entire Har HaBayis.
And yeah, but if he has 1 day, he's also king.
No, 1 day he has a status. Oh, that's what I'm coming to right now. 1 day emission of Ziva, of Zoiv, is the same as a Baal Keri.
Yeah,
and the Gemara is going to say the Machloikis. There are two opinions. What is the status of a Baal Keri? Mm-hmm. Is a Baal Keri like a Tamei Meis, which means not so bad? He can go into Har HaBayis, but he only cannot go into the Azara. Or do we say that a Baal Keri is worse than a Tamei Meis? A Baal Keri is like a Zav and is not allowed to be present in the Har HaBayis. And the third category is the Mitzora. The Mitzora Arois. The Mitzora has to leave. Well, Yilalik, let me tell you a good joke. I saw this in Ami magazine, in Rabbi Kamenetsky's. Rabbi Kamenetsky's. It's unbelievable. Okay, you gotta forgive me, Rabbi Socha. But it's so good. There was a Maisha Hoya. It's probably not a true Maisha. A Rebbe died. He had a Hasidus, a dynasty of a million Hasidim. The Rebbe died. Who do we involve? Who's the Yorish? 9-year-old son. Okay, 9-year-old son takes over the Malchus. All the Hasidim have blind faith in the new Rebbe. The new Rebbe, you know, he's going to guide them. It's Melech HaMashiach. So they're sitting by Tish, this 9-year-old kid. They put him on the Rebbe's clothing. First emergency. a chassid walks in, my wife is in labor. And I don't know, it's already been 24 hours, the baby didn't come out. The doctors say, bo mayim anofesh pikuch nefesh, she's going to die any moment. So no, I need a yeshua from the Rebbe. The 9-year-old, what does the Rebbe know about labor, about women, garnish, garnish? So the Rebbe, so they ask, no, everyone's looking, what's he going to say? Say Yizkar.
Say what?
Yizkar.
Yizkar.
The Olam should say Yizkar.
Yeah.
So look at the sugar. Say Yizkar, that's going to save the baby. I'm telling you, say Yizkar. So, you tell the story, the woman's in labor, they go to the 9-year-old Rebbe, and the woman, the mother's going to die. They ask the 9-year-old kid, what should we do? So the kid says, say Yizkar.
Yeah.
I will say, have you heard this?
No.
Say Yizkar.
Yeah.
Sugar, say Yizkar.
Yeah.
So he's the Rebbe, I have no choice. They say Yizkar. Miracle happens, the baby comes out.
Yeah.
They go back to the Rebbe. Balmaifis, 9 years old, Balmaifis, how do you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not a Balmaifis. All I know is I'm 9 years old. I used to go to shul with my father, and it came Yantif. It came Yantif, they give a clap. Yizkar, and the Gabbai says, Kinder Arois. I heard this also years ago. I read this. Okay, so this is, so we have here three machanois. Arois. We give a clap. Three machanois. Arois. We have machane Shechina, machane Levia, machane Yisrael. The Tommy Mace has to leave machane Shechina. The Zav has to leave machane Levia, which is Harbais, and the Mitzoyra has to leave Yerushalayim. Bodod Yeshay Mechusta machane Meshavai. What about, I'm giving you two more examples, which is the top of the Gemara. Give me some background, we'll go through very quickly. What about a Tommy Sheretz? Someone who touched a dead animal. You have a dead horse, and you touch the dead horse. You're telling me it's a sheret. That's no. Sheret's no. That's an avela. That's an avela.
Right.
That's an, the Gemara doesn't talk about that. The Gemara does not talk about
a mouse, cockroach, please.
Talks about the shiratzim, zavatuma. So tummy avela is also an avatuma. I think it's the same din. I think it's the same. L'chor is the same din. Tummy sheret and tummy avela l'chor is the same thing. But halacha is you only have to leave machane shechina. You don't have to leave machane levia. Okay, that's probably the same thing. What's the other example discussed in the Gemara? And this is the complex issue which the Gemara is going to discuss at great length. A Balkeri. A Balkeri is not a Zav.
Yeah.
It's not a Zav. But yet there are similarities. It's Tuma Hayotze Migufoi. So the Shail is, do we compare a Zav, a Balkeri, to a Tomei Mace? And have the leniency, only leave Machane Shechina, you need not leave Machane, you need not leave Machane Levia. Or do we compare the Balkeri to a Zav has to leave also Machane Levia. This is the Gemara Shaila. So here we have a general pasuk. The pasuk says, talks about the condition of the Machanes, and it just doesn't tell you any rules. I told you all the rules, and the Gemara is going to be baffled. How do you know all these rules? But the Gemara just says, Vishachan Machane, leave, Arois, called Tsurua, Amitsaira, called Zav, called Tamei Lenefesh. Three different categories we left out. Notice we left out the Balkeri, and notice we left out the Tamei Sheretz. They have been left out from this list, exclusive list of three. The Gemara Sakasha, why do I have to have all three? Yomar Tamei Mason, Tamei Mason, Yomar Zavin, Umitsaran. Let it just say that the Tamei Mason has to leave. Ma Dacha Tamei Mason has to leave. Al Achas Kama the Kama, we got to get rid of the Zavin and Mitsaran. They're much, much worse. Now, why are they worse? Who told you they're worse? We have to discuss that, get into that. But right now the Gemara makes an assumption they are. So Yoimar Tmei Mesim, Yoimar Tzavim Mitzrayim, Vani Yemen Al Tzay Im Tmei Mesim Mishtalkin. If the Tmei Mesim have to leave, Zavim Mitzrayim Loi Kol Shchein Ela. So here is the clincher. This is the Gemara. Here's what we need for our whole sugya. Yeshcha, the Torah Dechan, the Torah told you these two expressions. It's Yeshcha, Yeshcha, there is a time. Shezavinu Mitzrayim, you can't make a Kal V'chaymer. The pasuk here is indirectly teaching you that there is a time yesh l'chosha shezavin umitzayraim mishtalchen. A zavin umitzayr has to leave. The ain't may mesim mishtalchen. Do you know why the Torah had it right that the zavin umitzayr has to leave? Because sometimes it's not a kal v'chaymer. Because tak, it's not a kal v'chaymer. There are times when a tamei mes does not have to leave, and the Zav and the Mitzara does have to leave. So therefore, the whole Kal V'Chomer is schlugged up. When is that? When do you have hechet hims like that? The A Z. When is that? The Pesach haba b'tuma. This is Pesach haba b'tuma. Because then, when it comes with tuma, the tumei mesim do not leave, and only yizav mitzareh has them. So here you learn incidentally that there's something called tuma b'tzibur. Tuma b'tzibur. They do not the people who are tumeim do not need to look at the Rashi. Rashi explains this. Top Rashi. Eliyosh chol shoshosh yizav mitzareh minashlachem min azara utumei mesim lichnasim l'saicha. When is that? Tuma. What case of tuma? Kisheroiv hatzibur tumeim b'meis. Oisim pesach. The pasuk is indirectly teaching you this amazing halacha. We may take it for granted because we're brainwashed. We're so used to the halacha. We learn daf yomi. You know this inside out. But it's really a shocking halacha that you can bring a carbon in a state of tuma. Can you imagine the holiest place is so nizar today? No one's allowed to go there and go near all the briskers. They don't want to go near the Beis Hamikdash. Well, Tamei Meis, you don't want to go near. You want to go touch it. And here it's Pesach Gezonei. Go right in. Go right all the way up to the front. Go up to the Mizbech and sprinkle blood on the Mizbech. Everyone's tummy, no problem. You can even eat it, according to some opinions. Not only can you breathe, you can eat it. Shocking. How do you know this? You never think like this. It's only because of this passage that says, send out of the Machaneh three groups. Nei Zav Mitzorah. There's no need to say Zav Mitzorah. Why did it say Zav Mitzorah, Kavachamer? It's telling you the Kavachamer is not a good Kavachamer. Because it's Taka time when the Nei stays. And the Zav Mitzvah leaves, and that is, it's the drasha Pesach B'tuma. Okay, Vayit. I'm an Abaye. Abaye does not like this drasha. Abaye has found a minor defect in this drasha because there's no chilek between the Zav and the Mitzvah. Right? There's no chilek. Right. Even when Gemara's Maskona, Tamei Meis can stay, Erev Pesach, you can bring the carbon. Right. But the Zav Mitzvah have to leave. Wait a minute. What is more chomer, a zav or a mitzvah? So we have now learned this, that we'll learn very soon. A mitzvah is more chomer. So if you want to bring out this, we'll see why in a moment. A mitzvah is more chomer. It's a good question. Why? We'll see why. A mitzvah is more chomer than a zav. So if you want to go make, what was our original kash? Let the Torah say, Tamei Meis, Kol Shekain Zav, Kol Shekain Mitzvah. Oh, so why Taka did it say it? Because it's not a Kol Shekain. There's a Hecha Timsa, where the Meis goes, and not the Zav Mitzvah. Okay, maskim. But still, let the Torah just say Zav, a mace and a Zav will go. You can't make a Kal V'chomer between a mace and a Zav, because the time when a mace stays and a Zav does not stay. But once you tell me a Zav leaves, Kol Shekein the Mitzvah leaves, because a Mitzvah is worse than a Zav. So what's the answer? There must be another answer why the Torah had to say all three words. It's not available for this drasha to teach you that a Karm Pesach is born in a state of tumah. Because if it's really true that a Karm Pesach, that's the only purpose of this drasha to teach you that the Karm Pesach is born in a state of tumah, then the Torah would just have to say the mace and the zav shall leave. And we'll say why mace and zav. Once the mace kol shchein zav, to teach you there's a time when the mace stays and not the zav. And once the zav leaves, kol shchein the mitzvah. The fact that it said all three shows that there's something else. There's another issue that has to be dealt with here in the sugya. Okay, that's the sugya. So, Amar Abaye, Abaye Yehachi, that's the case. Limanami, Yoimar Zav, let it say Zav. Utmei Mesim, V'yal Yama Mitzoyrov, Ani Yoimar Zav Mishtalech, Mitzoyr Lekoshrin Elo. So, you know what the answer is? Guess what? Guess what? You know what the answer is? You got all wrong. This pasuk is not available to teach you that Pesach is brought in a state of tumah. The reason why the Torah said all three things is for an entirely different drasha. El yesh lo chashash she mitzora mishtalchin. A mitzora is sent out. The ein zavin. El yesh chashash she mitzora mishtalchin. The ein zavin umitmei meis mishtalchin. The ein ze Pesach abba b'tumah. So you know the answer. The Gemara is making up a halacha. If you want to continue in this line of thought and use this pasuk to teach me the sugya of a tamei meis is allowed to bring a karm pesach and tumah, the fact that it says three things in this pasuk, maybe it's teaching me that if the majority of klal yisrael are zavin, it's very strange. Can you imagine that? The majority of klal yisrael are zavin. It's obviously not a very thing that's easy to understand. Then you can bring a karm pesach even in tumah ziva. Because why else did the Torah say all three? Torah should just say mace, kol shekein the other two. Or Torah should say mace and zav and kol shekein. It must be there's a time when the mace and the zav stays and the mitzvah has to leave. When is that? tuma haba in this state of tuma, a tuma that comes in when they're tummy. But that's ridiculous. And why is that ridiculous? Not necessarily ridiculous. It's just that that's not accepted as halacha, because look in the Mishnah, the Gemara is really going backwards. Because you look in the Mishnah says, V'chi teima hachinami, it's right. It's not right. Because the Yotznarim of the Mishnah, Pesach, but Tuma, Pesach that's poured in the state of Tuma, lo yoichlu mimenu zavim v'zavos, nidos v'yoldos, nidin v'yolades, v'yimachlu, but if they do eat peturim, they're exempt. They're exempt for eating in a state of tumah, because once tumah is chutra, so that b'diavad, anyone that's tameh becomes, if he eats it, the nachna b'chayiv. But what do we learn from this? We learn from this very clearly that a zav is not l'chatchila allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, which automatically means not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. They're not eating and bringing, the Gemara assumes now go hand in hand. So since the Mishnah clearly says that a zav under no circumstance can bring a Karban Pesach, you see there's a difference between a zav and a bal tameh, and someone who's tameh. Someone who's tameh, it's Pesach haba b'tumah, the majority of Klai Yisrael are tameh, but still not an excuse for a zav. So you see, it's not true. There's no such halacha. So the question then comes back. What then is the pshat in this pasuk? The pasuk says three individuals must be sent chutz l'machne. And we wanted very much to use this pasuk as a makor for the halacha that a tamei meis, when the majority of Klal Yisrael are tamei meis, they can bring a Karban Pesach. The problem with that was, why did it say zav? And if we wanted to upgrade the drasha to teach us that if the majority of Klal Yisrael are tamei meis and also zav, you can bring the Karban Pesach, that's not a good solution, because the Mishnah Beferish says that you can't do that. Elo Amar Abaya. So what then is the real pshat in the pasuk? La'ayla mikrokama, li'ayla mikrokama. Okay, let's go back now, one thing at a time. We have to figure out where the pasuk is going to come from in a moment, but let's first go back to the original source, because we have a very big problem now. What was our problem? Our starting question was, how do you know that for the majority of Klal Yisrael are tameim, they're allowed to bring a Karban Pesach? So what was our original drasha? Ish ish ki yihye tamei lo nefesh. And what was the original approach? Only when an ish is tamei, may does he go, the pasuk goes on to say, you shall bring a Pesach sheni. And our original drasha was, only when an ish is tamei, do you bring a Pesach sheni. But if the tzibor are tameim, the cloud would see with me, then you don't bring a Pesach sheni. Rather, you bring it now in a state of tumah. What was the difficulty with that drasha? Whoever told you that the pasuk means that if the tzibor are tameim, they bring it now in a state of tumah? Maybe what it means is if the tzibor are tameim, they don't bring it at all. Not now, and not later, never. Maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara says, no, it cannot possibly mean that the tzibur never brings a Karban Pesach when they are tameim. Why not? If that was what the pasuk meant to say, that if the tzibur are tameim, they never bring it, just say tameim. Ish ish ki yihye tameh, and does not need to say the word nefesh. Right. If they're tameh, then an individual brings it Pesach sheni, but the tzibur does not bring it never. Why did it say the word nefesh? Le nefesh lamali, dechi tema hay le nefesh lachud yasa. The teacher atame meisu dinitchil pesach sheni avol shor tameim lo lo. Maybe the word nefesh is telling you halacha that the only time you're going to bring a pesach sheni is only when you tame nefesh. But let's say we have an individual who was a zav or a mitzayra or was for whatever type of tumah. Let's tame sheretz, tame nevela, or tame carry, whatever it was. But and they don't bring a Pesach sheni, because the pause is ish kish ki yihye tamei lo nefesh. Lo nefesh means the only time you have an opportunity to bring a Pesach sheni is when you're tamei nefesh, or derech rechayko, the pasuk also says. So the only time you will be able to bring a Pesach sheni is if you have one of these two problems. Either you are tamei nefesh, or you are derech rechayko. But otherwise not. But that's not true. Because we are tying them to the brayso. Yachal lo yuois and pesach sheni yel to me mesim mishrayu dudech rochayka. How do I know zav and mitzodah and muboyle nidois? A person that's born in nidois tamei, he's an avatuma minayin harim that they also can bring a pesach sheni tamloimar ishish. It says ish beloshon twice, the repetition. Ever wonder why it said ish? On the Olani? Ish. What's ish? Tzribui. Not only is a Tomei Nefesh, bring a Pesach Sheni, a Tomei Zav, a Tomei Mitzayra, a Tomei Yoledes, a woman's.
It has nothing to do with the
Tumah. What?
It has nothing to do with the stutters.
I once lay in and I repeated a word because I stuttered. So a guy said to me, it's a very big problem what you did. And I repeated the word because it's ila kila. I'm adding more words into the Torah.
I sometimes repeat a word because I'm not sure if I see the word.
Aha.
The eyes work first in the mouth.
That's right.
And if you know it,
that's right. That's
my biggest problem to concentrate and see the words.
That's right.
That's why you have a yad.
Yeah, it doesn't help. You have to make sure if you know the.
If you know about Peh, it should be really saying about Peh.
If you know
about Peh, you have to make sure you read it inside.
You can need one inch by
mouth. It's like the light went out in shul and the Rav said, so move the beam over to the window so you'll be able to see by Kriya Torah milk time. So he says, don't worry, Rabbi, I know by heart of it.
That's the biggest problem by Bar Mitzvah boys also.
In the heart.
By Mitzvah
Delay.
Yeah. That's what Rav Zisos holds, that he doesn't allow it.
Bar Mitzvah boy.
He holds that I'm waiting, most of the time that I'm waiting. That's his shita.
Okay.
He has a point.
Okay.
They know so well.
I've gone to a place where they very mock, they catch the ball cover. Make a little mistake, the guy's dead. They'll shoot him out.
When I was growing up, I used to hide that.
And then, the same place, Bar Mitzvah boy,
yeah.
They let him, the people in, they just like, okay, Bar Mitzvah boy, we'll let him, they don't, he gets away with murder. As long as he lanes, he makes a mistake, he makes a real mistake. Yeah. Become embarrassed, little kid, come on, don't embarrass him.
Just get upset when people correct him, there shouldn't be corrections.
That's a whole different story. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Tamlam ish. So why is there repetition? Murdiki is cited. It's the telling me because if you read the pasuk literally, the only two people who bring a pesach sheni, derech rechayka, the chiyish tamei nefesh. If you're not tamei nefesh, you don't bring a pesach sheni. So why did it say ish nefesh? So now the question falls back. So why then did it say the word lo nefesh? Here is the clincher. The Gemara is teaching us the whole reason why it's l'nefesh is to teach you with regard to the miut. Ish le'afukei tzibur. To tell you what? That if the tzibur are tzimei nefesh, they bring the carbon pesach. That's the only reason why we have an extra word. But when does a tzibur do a bitumah? Only the type of tumah, tamei nefesh. A tzibur never does bitumah when they are tamei zav. Bitumah meis, I will show tumah lo yavdi. Okay, that is the Gemara's maskan. So we have a beautiful Gemara over here, so we have to just keep memory up because the Gemara is going to go very quick now, and we're going to go through the other part. What do we do over here? The Gemara started off challenging, where do you know that if the majority of Klal Yisrael tamei nefesh, they can bring a carbon pesach bitumah? We start off with the pasuk ish. We rejected it. We then went on this long drasha. Yishalach ben amachne chol tamet and tsarua zav chol tamet nefesh. The Gemara thought it was a brilliant makar. The Gemara went through a whole series of revisions, and then the Gemara said, "You know what? Out the window. It's no good. It's not a good." So what's the makar then? Back to the makar number one. Why is makar number one good now? We have a new drasha which enhances it. It says the word lo nefesh. Okay, that's the Gemara nush. Now we go right on Rav Yechista mitzayra. Now we're going backwards. The Gemara is going to get back to telling us we have a very big issue that the Gemara is left hanging. So what's Takat B'Shah and the Pasuk? Why does the Pasuk say three things? Tamei Nefesh, Mitzoyra, and Zoth. Why does it say all three? Once it says one, we automatically know the two. So the Gemara is going to come to that in a backwards way. Here we go. Amar Rav Chisda, Mitzarish nichnas lefnim mechad mechitzas lepater. It's a very big chitzah. Mitzara that comes into his mechitzah. What's his mechitzah? There are three mechitzahs. Mitzara lefnim mechad mechitzas is not allowed to be in Yerushalayim. Shamir Kodesh, outside the old walls of the old city. In the new wall, in the new city. So the Mekadesh, you know, if you, the Bezdin wants them in Mekadesh, extend Yerushalayim, you can do so. Nechemi was Mekadesh. Nechemi, they expanded Yerushalayim and they were Mekadesh. You have to be in Karban Toida, you have to march around the walls. So here I have a Mitzorah Shnechnas, Lefnim Mimichitzah. So that's Nechnas, Lefnim Mimichitzah. Say inside of the Mechitzahs, he goes into a place where he's not allowed to be. So the halach is Potter, he is exempt. What does it mean that he is exempt? You know, it's why don't we say this? Malkois Arboim. It says V'loyovay El Machaneihem. The pasuk says we're going to have the pasuk in a few moments. I don't know the exact pasuk. The pasuk is V'loyovay V'lo Yitamu Es Machaneihem. That's the pasuk. The Lois Asay V'lo Yitamu Es Machaneihem. It's a Lois Asay. Every Lois Asay you get Malkois. So why don't we give Malkus to a mitzvah that comes in as machna? Terry says we have an asay. Badad yeshev, we have an asay. He shall sit in isolation. Michutz la machne moishavai. His dwelling shall be outside the machna. Kosev nitkol liasay. The pasuk reduced the lois asay to an asay of. Michutz lamachne mashavai. Eitzel, your kasha. Really, I'll show you a brice that is beferish that a mitzora who comes into the machne gets malkois. Mitzorish nichnas lifnim mechitzasay be'ar boim. You can't do better than that. You can't do better than that. It's explicit. Oh, but it says in the pasuk badad yeshev. Obviously, badad yeshev is not a real drasha. Be'ar boim zavin mitzoy zavin zavay nichnas lifnim mechitzasan v'zavra zav. Enters lifnim mechitzas and be'arbam. They get malchus. However, tamei meis mutul ikanes lamachin alavi. This is just an incidental halacha. A tamei meis is allowed. Someone who came kind of with the dead is allowed to go into machin alavi. Allowed to go into har habayis meikar hadin. V'loy tamei meis v'vadam elafilu meis atzma. You can bring the coffin. Shneamar vayikach moishes atzma isyoy seif imay bemechitzasai. So what's the kasha? It says here explicitly that a mitzora who goes in to machin Yisrael, or Machane Leviya, or Machane Shechina, gets Malkois.
How do we learn that from the Moshe took Atzmos Yosef?
It says the fish, Vayikach, he took, Vayikach, he took. Moshe's Atzmos Yosef, Imo with him. Where did he guard it? He guarded Machane Leviya. Moshe Rabbeinu lived in Machane Leviya. What?
Yeah, so.
Moshe was a Levi.
He took.
Itoy, I'm sorry, Itoy. Vayikach Moshe atzmos Yosef imo. Imo, it says. Vayikach Moshe atzmos Yosef imo. Pasuk beis. Pasuk beis. Imo. Imo b'mechitzasai. So therefore, what's the kasha? The kasha is we have a kastira. On the one hand, we learn now Gemara above that if a mitzora goes into Yerushalayim, he does not get malchus. Even though you would suggest, you can argue that he should, it's a lois hasei, v'lo yitam with machaneim, nitkoi hakosav liasei, Torah says in extra few words, badad yeshev, michutz lamachaneim, the Torah phrases it in the form of an asei, to tell you, only not say not alois not say, but here in the brayis it's explicit yischai malchus. So the gemara gives the best answer. Always tanoihi, it's machlekes tanoim, it's machlekes tanoim. We're talking the brayis. Bodad yeshem levada yeshem shloyei tamei achim yeshem imo. That other tameim shloyu tameim achim yeshem imo. Other tameim shall not sit with him. Awesome. What does that mean? That means. Here we're going into a whole new drasha. This is going to be the makar for the machlokes. How do you know? He is in a different category. As we started today, a mitzora has to leave even Machane Yisrael. No one has to leave Machane Yisrael. Not a tamei meis, not a zav. Only one that has to leave is a mitzora. How do you know that? This pasuk. Badad. Badad means doesn't just mean he's alone. It means he's alone even from other tameim. It doesn't just mean that I'm away from the Tahirim. I'm Tamei. I don't want to be with Tahirim. I'm even away from other Tameim. He's Tamei. I can't even be why. Because he has a lower Tumah. He has a Tumah of Ziva. I have a Tumah of Mitzaras. Then that's what it means. So what is the Pasuk being used for? It's already occupied for this Drasha. It's not available to be Menatek, the Loisase, of Loyitamus Machaneim to Anase. We have already used the word in Bada to teach you that he has to go chutz legimul machanois. Bada yeshu levad yeshu shol yitem machim nil yeshu mimo yochal yochal then yuzav to make mesim b'shachal lemachan achas. Okay, now the Merak is very curious about this. Well, once you megale that when it comes to a mitzvah that he goes outside lechutz l'sholosh machanos, what are the other two types of tameim? What about the tamei nes and what about the tamei ziva? Are they the same? Are they the same? Yochal would think yuzav and utmei mesim b'shachal lemachan achas. A tamei nes and a zov only have to leave the Machane Shechina, but they're allowed to go into Machane Leviya. Right? They're allowed to be Machane Leviya. So now, Machane Leviya. And if certainly they can be Machane. So what then does it mean then when it says that the Mitzvah is Badad Yeshev? It'll just be one more than the last. So if a Tamei Meis and the Mitzvah and the Zav are allowed to be a Machane Leviya, and now it says about a Mitzvah, but the Yeshev, there has to be an isolation away from the other Tameim. That will just mean that the Mitzvah is out of Machane Leviya and Machane Yisrael. No, here we go. Tamuloyim avloyim yitamres Machanehem. Ah, now this is clear. Machanehem is plural. Plural means every single type of Tumah has its own Machane. Which, what does that mean? Litein machane lezer machane lezer divrei Yehuda. So what does that mean automatically? It means everyone's going to go machane, and we know that the mitzvah is bodad yeshev, that's automatically going to result in the tamei meis in sholachot machane achas, machane shechina. The zov has to leave even machane leviya, and the mitzvah has to leave machane yisrael. So each one is pushed out one machane. Again, Tamei Meis has to leave machane Shechina, but is allowed to be a machane Leviya. The Zav has to leave machane Leviya, but is allowed to be a machane Yisrael. And the Mitzora has to even leave machane Yisrael and go all the way out into machane outside into the Midbar. Who says this? Devrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon is in the Tzach. Here's where we're coming in the backwards way to our previous Gemara. Remember the pasuk we had before in the previous staff? Here it is again. And here we never resolved the difficulty. Why did the pasuk have to say all three cases? So here we go. Rabbi Shimon Omer in the Tzach. This is the pasuk. V'shach ben amachna called Tzruv number one. V'chol Zav number two. V'chol Tamei Lo Nefesh. Why three? Yoimar Tamei Neis. V'al Yoimar Tamei Zav. Ani Yoimar Tamei Neis. Mishachim Zav. V'chol Shkin. Lomen Emar Zav. Oh, why did it say all three? Litein leMachne Shechina Shmiya. So the Yoimar Zav lo Yoimar Mitzayra. Vani Yoimar Al Tzei Zav Mishachim Mitzayra leKol Shchein lo Menemar Mitzayra Litein leMachne Shlishes. Kishuay, when it says now Badad, so why then does it need Bad Yeshiva according to the Shulchan Meir? Meir says Rabbi Shimon. Ah, Yeshiva Kosov Nitkoy Liasei. So Gvalv. So here we are over here. The Gemara is full circle. Okay, full circle, we taught him all the loose ends together. We have here the original pasuk we saw with the previous staff. We are now have a beautiful mahalach according to Rabbi Shimon, where the pasuk is coming for us, teaching you. The reason why we could have just said one, we were not going to go to the Kal B'chomer. The reason why we went to the effort of telling you number two, number three, and we did not rely on the halakhah is because we want to teach you that each one of these tumim have a different machaneh. And Mimela, if that's the case, the word Badad Yeshev Lechem is superfluous. You know what it's there for? To tell you that a Mitzvah, he's not Chayiv Malkois if he comes into Machane Yisrael. Even though without this Pasuk Badad Yeshev, you would say he is because he violates the Leis, I say, Vlei Tamas Machaneim, right? He's not the given, he violates the Halacha. No, he does not violate the Halacha, he's okay. Now, what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go for this. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darish in Yishach ben Amar called Tzrivichol Zivichol Tamei Nefesh. We do not yet know what he is going to darish that pasuk for. But all we do know that he says it says, and we do know from him that it does say in the it says in the pasuk. We do know from him that it says in the pasuk Machanehem Beloshon Rabim. And also says Badad Yeshev, the combination of Machanehem and Badad Yeshev teaches us three separate machanos. So what is in Nogea us? The word Badad Yeshev is not available for us to teach us Lenitkoy Liaseh. If it's not available because we need it for the basic halacha, so what's the result? Is Takan to be Elois Aseh. If a Mitzorah comes into the machane, he will be Chayim Malkus. And that answers.
He will be
Chayim Malkus. Arboim. And that's going to be the time that says that a Mitzorah that comes to the machane is going to be Chayim Arboim. Okay. Now that we've tied up the general Yisoidais, there is still one loose end. That is, what's the one major loose and it needs to be explained. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk of Yishachman and Akol Tzivchol Zavachol Tzivchol Nefesh? What does he do? That has to be resolved. But before we resolve that issue, which we resolve very soon, the Gemara wants to understand, wait a minute, we overhear a lot of chidushim that a zav is more chomer than a tamei meis, and a mitzor is more chomer than a zav. Why? What's the chumrah? Why is one more chumrah than the others? Here we go. My chumrah, the zav, mitami meis. What's the chumrah? Why tak is the zav more chumrah than the tami meis? So the Gemara says, you know why? It's simple. Svarish kein tumah yotze lemigufay. Because the tumah is an internally generated tumah.
So why is that?
So that's mochama. If you produce the tumma, the something is it's from the gavra. It's from the, it's not a, it's a penimius.
Something else.
Right. It's a very interesting. Yeah, it's a musar concept. This is more like there's a musar. There's a lot of musar in this concept. It's a tumma that came from the person's own guf. It's a revelation that there's something wrong with the person.
It's a pagam in the guf.
The person. It's time you have a tumma. You're walking in the street and a sheretz falls on your head. No, I'm a good guy. A sheretz fell on my head. It's not a chasaron in me. When I'm the one that brought forth the tumah, that's a sin in Hashemayim that you got big problems here. Shkein tum yetzel migufah. The Gemara says, "Ad rabba pum fakert ton meitz chamor shkein ton hazoy v'shlishi v'shvi." Look at the halachas. How do you metar from tum? How do you metar from tumas meitz? You need paraduma water. Ooh, paraduma water is no easy task. Tumas zav. No, what do you do tumas zav? Just wait it out. Right. 7 clean days, and you're set to go. 7 clean days, you bring karbanos. Okay, we have the karbanos. Tommy Mace says no to karbanos. The board doesn't address that. It's interesting. But 7 clean days, so tuma ziva, you don't need karbanos. If it's only 2 days, you don't need karbanos. But you do need 7 clean days. 2 zivas. Parents who are double ziva, day 1, day 2, you have to have 7 clean days. No paraduma water. Thomas Mace is serious business. You need paraduma water. So where's the kasha? So adu rabba, tami meis chamur, shukin ton hazoy shlishi ushvi. You need hazon day 3, day 7. So the Gemara says, and here comes very important to the Gemara. Omar Kra, the mercy right. You know, the unbelievable Gemara. Tomei v'chol Tomei. When the pasuk says, it says Yishalchum and Amachane. Go back to the original pasuk, the previous staff. Yishalchum and Amachane. Kol tzorua, the chol zav, the chol Tomei lo nefesh. The chol. What would happen in Torah to be shachan amachan a kol tzura v'chol zav v'tomei lo nefesh? What would have happened? Would you blink? You wouldn't blink. The Balkari would have an easier job. You wouldn't have to say one word. V'chol, v'chol. Why did it say kol? It's a ribui. What's it coming to Marbe? There's a tumah called tumah sheretz. Ah, tumah sheretz. And being that, tumah sheretz is nichlal in tumas Mace, because that's where it's thrown from, it's going to have the same exact status that you only have to leave one machane. Okay, here we go. So the chol tamei l'rabbi is tamei sheretz. The chol is coming to be ma'aber tamei sheretz. Now, let's take a look. Get this point. It's a beautiful point. What's the difference? What's the difference between now we have the kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer is tumas mace. Tumas Zav is more chomer. Let's take a step back. What was the original kasha? Original kasha was, why do we need a pasuk for Tumas Zav? Why is Tumas Zav more chomer than Tumas Neis? What was the answer? It's a Tumah Hayotze Migufay. That is a chomer. You can't deny that. How did the Gemara respond? I'll show you a chumr in mace and you don't have by ziva. Hazah. Okay, now the Gemara says there is a part B to Tumas mace. What's part B to Tumas mace? to Masheretz. And Tumas Sheretz basically has exactly the same status as Tumas Meis, because it's derived from Tumas Meis.
Right.
The Chol Tomei Nefesh, or the Chol, is coming to Marbe Tumas Sheretz. Between Sheretz and Zav, which one is more Chomor?
Zav.
Why? It's Tum HaYotze Migufay. What are you going to answer me? No. Tumas Sheretz has Hazah.
Right.
No, it doesn't. There is no response.
Right.
So the Kal V'chomer be'emes comes not from Tumas Meis. It comes from Tumas Sheretz. And since Tumas Sheretz is nichlal in Tumas Meis, so memela, anything that we're going to find a chomer in Tumas Zov automatically will be greater than Tumas Meis. Well, backwards. We have Tumas Meis, and Tumas Meis is expanded to include Tumas Sheretz because of the word v'chol. And then we have between Zav and Tumas Sheretz, what's more chamor? It goes without saying that Zav is more chamor because Zav is Tumas Yotze Migufay. And you don't have the answer that Tumas Sheretz has Hazah. So once we now know that Tumas Zav is more chamor than Tumas Sheretz, and Tumas Sheretz is a chelik of Tumas Meis, the male of Tumas Zav is also more chamor than Tumas Meis. It's a very beautiful lum. It's like a lum shavar. It's like a ketzais. Well, not exactly, but it's a whole. There's a whole lum is here. Amar kav v'chol tamei l'rabo is tamei sheretz v'zav chami tamei sheretz u'may chomer. What's the chomra? Now the verse is not so fast. I'm going to show you now a tuma, a chomra by sheretz that doesn't apply to ziva. To ziva. What do I mean? U'may chomra. Well, the first chum we're going to, because Tumas Zav is Tumas Yetzim Igufay, whereas Tumas Sheretz is made from the outside. But Ad Rabba Sheretz Chum Shkin Mitame Be'oines. No, Sheretz has a chumra that if you tie a guy up, you tie him down, and you take a Sheretz and you have to make contact with his flesh, or anything happens, an accident, he's tummy. Ziva, if Zoiv comes out of a person's body of oinus because he ate something, because he's not feeling well, because of a choili, some type of circumstance that's not unexpected, that can be attributed to a cause, there's no tumah ziva. There is no tumah ziva. So you see a chumra and shrotzim over Zoiv.
Ziva, if he knows why he became a ziva.
No. Zov. If that's a halacha. That's at least according to one opinion. That if a person can attribute the zov, this emission of zov, due to something that he ate or due to a sickness, then he's not tamei with the special laws of tumah zov. A zov is tamei for 7 days. He's not tamei, and if he does it 3 times, he has to be in korbanos.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only if it happened unexpectedly. Unexpectedly, it's a siman hashamayim. But if this emission came about through a natural event, through a cause that you can attribute, there is no special. There is no. The laws of zov do not apply. So the Mari says, "Ki agav,
the laws of tumah don't apply."
So the Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you it's not a chumra. You know why it's not a chumra? Amri, ki agav nezov nami tumui metam bo'ines, ki de Rav Huna. Dem Rav Huna, ri'iya rishoyne shel zov metam bo'ines. It's not. So this halacha, that zov, a zov does not become tam bo'ines, is only the second. But the first ri'iya contributes to the second and third, even if the first one can be attributed to something that he ate or due to an illness. So it's not true, they're equivalent. Okay, what was your kasha? The kasha was, you can't go tell me that Zov is more chomer than Sheretz, because Zov is Tumah Yotze Migufo and Sheretz is not, because I'll show you there's a chomer in Sheretz that's not true by Zov. What's the chomer in Sheretz? Sheretz is Metame Be'oines and Zov is not Metame Be'oines. That's not true. Zov is also Metame Be'oines, not entirely, but at least in one of the Re'iyos, the Re'iyah Rishoyin is Metame Be'oines. So in that respect, it's similar enough to Sheretz, at least that you can no longer say that Sheretz is more chomer than Zoiv. So what are you left with? We deduct that chomer. The only thing left when you compare Zov to Sheretz is Zov is more chomer because Zov is a tumah hayotze migufay. So we're back in business. So therefore, that's the Mor's maskana. Okay. So therefore, everything okay. So far, what we are proving over here is, and this the Seder, this tumas meis. What do you mean? They're both tamei be'oines, so that's not a chumra.
Yeah, but we said the first time is Zayvi,
I feel the boinus. I feel the boinus. That's enough.
The Gemara is saying,
okay, but it doesn't matter. The fact that there is some element of tumah boinus by zav is enough to show that the din oinus by sheretz is not a chumrah. Okay, vayitin the Gemara. My chumrah, the mitzayra. Now we go to step two. Step two was that a mitzayra is more chumrah than a zav. Why? What halacha do we find by a mitzora puts him in a category that makes him more chomer to tell us that he's now going to be sent out chutz legimel machanis? So the Moshe Sakasha, my chomer, the mitzora mizav, what's the chomer? The mitzora mizav, the Moshe Shekain ton priya frima, requires priya, he has to rip his clothing, he's an ovel. A mitzora has to rip his clothing, ufurima, he has to wrap his head. He has to. I'm sorry. The other way around. Priya. I'm the other way around. Priya. Sorry. No. Priya. So he has to cover. He has to cover his head. He has to take a shmata and cover his head. Priya Saroish. And Prima, he has to rip his garments, rend his garments. He's like an oven. He has to cover his head and he has to rip his garments.
Here it's actually different.
What do you say? What did he say?
He leave his hair unshorn.
Okay, I'm sorry. He's not allowed to cut his hair, right? He's not allowed to cut his hair like an oven. He's not allowed to cut his hair. He has to let his hair grow long. Right. He's not allowed to cut his hair. And he has to do Kriya, has to rip his clothing. Priya, let his hair grow long. Ufrima, and rip his clothing. That is unique to the laws of a mitzvah. And is not true by a zav. The aser b'tashmish amita also only by a mitzvah, not by a zav. So if we have a chumrah, the mela, and so large gushim machmen, there is ad pum vakeret. I should don't stand a chumrah zav chamor shekain metame mishkav and moishav metame kli cheres. A zav is more chumrah because a zav is metame what he sits down on. If he sits down on a chair or on a bed, automatically these kalim become an avatoma or metame kli cheres beheset. If he moves the kli cheres just by moving it, whatever is inside becomes tamei, and the kli cheres also becomes tamei just by movement. So you have a chum that only applies to a zav. Just by movement, which is not true for a mitzvah. Mitzvah is not matama behesed. By movement, it's not because he has to make physical contact. If he takes a stick, if a mitzvah takes a stick, and he bangs the klicheres, nothing happens. The klicheres means tar, whatever inside is tar. If a zav takes a stick, and he moves it, he's the cause of the movement of the klicheres, it becomes tamei. So we see here a chumrah that is true by a zav, and it's not true by a mitzvah. So whoever told you that a mitzvah is more chumrah than a zav, pum fakaret. I'll show that a zav is more chumrah than a mitzvah. Shekein mitamei. On that cross, so here comes the beautiful answer, same thing we said before. It the positive could have said, it could have said just the word Yishalchum in Amachne Zov. But what did it say? Yishalchum in Amachne Kol Zov. At first it's called Tzorua, the Kol Zov. So there's a ribui. What is the chol coming to be marbeh? A balkeri. Oh, so now let's match up a balkeri to a mitzvah. Mitzvah is more chomer. Why? Because a mitzvah has priya. And a balkeri doesn't. What are you going to go tell me? Oh, but there's a chomer in a balkeri's metame, mishkov, and moishov, and hesed? No, he's not. There is no such thing that a balkeri's metame, mishkov, and moishov, and hesed. Doesn't exist. So, and the nail is, since a balkeri is an extension of a zav, and we now have made a kal v'chomer that a mitzvah is more chomer than a balkeri, and a balkeri is a subcategory of a zav, that's an indication that a mitzvah is more chomer than a zav also. The same exact moments we had when it came to the sharetz and going up to the zav, in other words. So my chomer, zav the chols of the rabbis balkeri, umitzoira. Umitzoira, chomer mi balkeri. What's the chomer? The chomer is kidamarin, like we said of priya. Adaraba Balkari Chum. All the Gemara now says, but I have a new kal v'chomer shkei metame b'mashehu. The smallest amount of keri is metame, and when it comes to a mitzora, you need at least a minimum gris. You need a minimum size of basar that has to turn white in order for a person. There's a gris, the size of a bean. So shkei Balkari shkei metame b'mashehu. It's not so. We're following the Tana that says that a Balkari is only metame when there's a shear. It's not a mashu. Sevla Karbinosim, the Tana B'Nostamim, Mishra Vichmolim, Zav, Tzarech, Zav, the Tumah Zav, which also goes to Balkari. First, we'll go one thing at a time. Remember, we learn from a Balkari, not from a Zav. But first, Zav, Tzarech, Kechasimas, Piha, Omo. Okay, that's a mount. The Am is part of the Aver, and it's a certain amount of Zov which covers that area. And Chacham disagree, but at least we're going like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Nelson says it's true. The Iskash Le Balkari Lezov. We compare Balkari to a Zov because Mimela. So a Balkari also has a shear. So we're back in this review. Let's go back. What's the lumen? The lumen is this. We want to know. How do we know that a Mitzorah is more Chomer than a Zov? So we start off because the Mitzorah has Priya and Prima. What did the Gemara say? Oh, but a Zav is Matani, Mishkam, Moshav, and Hesit. You know, you're right. So you know what? Let's not compare the case of a Mitzorah to a Zav. Let's compare it to V'chol Zav. What's V'chol Zav? The Balkari. The Zav Mitzorah is Mohammed Balkari. And what are you going to tell me? The Balkari is Mohammed because there's Mishkam, Moshav? There is no Mishkam, Moshav by a Balkari. Oh, but there's another Chomer Balkari has. He's Matani, the Mashahu. And the Mitzorah needs a gris. No, we're going like Rabbi Nassan. And Rabbi Nassan says that a Zav and a Balkari are not Mitami b'mashu. The only Mitami when there's a shear. And the shear is equivalent to the shear, even larger than the shear of a Mitzorah. So it's not a kasha. So the Chotru Lamalitz, now the Mitzorah is a kasha. The Chotru Lamalitz, now the Mitzorah is one more kasha. Why did it say that we have now the reason why it says V'chol Tame? And we know why it says V'chol Zav. V'chol Tame is Ingmar Sheret. V'chol Zav is Ingmar Balkari. But why did it say the chol tzorua? What's the chol tzorua marbe? Lamli. The Gemara says we don't need. I the kasher and kol zav kasher nami kol tzorua. Stylistic reasons. Since the Torah already had to write two of the three the chol for the ribui, so it wrote the third kol tzorua as well.